Well, good afternoon, brethren, and happy Sabbath. Good to be with you all. Well, it's been an interesting time in our house. We're currently on baby watch. Some of you know my wife is a little less than 3 weeks away from her due date of August 23rd, and we're expecting our second daughter, which is a really exciting time for us right now. And you could say the anticipation overall is definitely increasing, not only with myself, my wife, but definitely with our daughter, Grace. She's very much looking forward to being a big sister and loves to play with her dolls. And I think so far she knows not to hurt baby or to be too loud around baby, so she's picking up on things. But overall, it's a really exciting time, not only for my family, but also for my extended family. And over, you could say, not only the last few days, but weeks and months, it's been interesting to talk about what type of baby we'll have. You like to consider, before your child's born, what type of child are you going to have? We think about the personality of our future daughter. If she's going to be a happy baby, what type of child is she going to be? Is she going to have more of mom's personality or dad's personality? Will she be quiet or loud? And most importantly, for all new parents, will she sleep through the night? Of course, we haven't just thought about these short-term characteristics that our daughter will have. We also like to think long-term and consider what type of person she will be. Will she be someone that likes to play sports? Will she be introverted or extroverted? What type of profession will she choose when she grows up? And really, the list of questions of what she will be goes on and on. For my wife and I, it's really, again, an exciting time to consider this future of our daughter. Now, for all of us, from one degree to another, we probably had parents that had similar thoughts prior to all of us being born, considering what type of people we will be. When thinking about that and becoming a parent to another human, a lot goes through your mind, especially when you consider your child's future and really their potential, you could say. Likewise, our Father in heaven, God, also considers the future of his family, his sons and daughters, and the incredible potential that everyone has in his kingdom. With my message today, I'd like to briefly consider the perspective of God when he considers not only his physical family now, but his ultimate spiritual family to come. Let's begin to learn about God, the Father's connection with his family, beginning in Jeremiah chapter 1. Here in Jeremiah, the beginning of the book, we will read that our connection and our relationship with God began before even our inception and before we were even in the womb. Here in the first chapter of Jeremiah, we'll read verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." This special relationship that we have with God began before the womb, as it notes in Jeremiah. And as we read, God considered such a relationship in this particular case with Jeremiah. As he noted in Scripture, he says, "I set you apart even before he was born. I anointed you as a prophet to the nations." God, as we know throughout Scripture, has had a plan since the beginning of man. His physical creation of sons and daughters into this world were not created, of course, by accident, as some would say. They were all created with a purpose. For every life that comes into this world, they are considered part of God's creation. And God knows each and every one. Of course, this physical family of God's is just temporary. God's plan for his creation in the very beginning was caused to become temporary because the sin of man. And the choice not to choose from the tree of life, but to accept the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. However, the plan of God now, the plan that God now has in place, is even a better plan, in which we are now part of the first harvest, a small harvest, but we all know a greater harvest is to come, and more sons and daughters will be called to a greater future potential in God's family. Please turn to Galatians chapter 3. Even though the physical sons and daughters of God have continued through the history of man to choose the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, God has not given up on them. Through the plan of salvation, our Father has given all an opportunity when he calls, whether that is now or sometime in the future. We know God does the calling. God, by giving his Son as a sacrifice to this world, has given all a chance and opportunity. Remember, we are all part of his creation. All were created by him, in which he seeks for them to live in a future awesome potential. Here in Galatians chapter 3, beginning in verse 26, we read that God has called all to be heirs. Galatians chapter 3, beginning in verse 26, it says, For you are all sons of God through the faith in Christ Jesus. Verse 27 of Galatians chapter 3, it says, For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Therefore is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. As noted here, our physical traits do not matter to God if we join his spiritual family through repentance and baptism. By the very sacrifice of Christ and through God's calling, the repentance of our sins, we now and eventually all of mankind can choose the tree of life to fulfill the potential that God and Christ have for their family. All will have a choice just like Adam and Eve. Again, God does not want to give up on his children, but to give them an even better option to have a special relationship with him and his son and his eternal family. Currently, as a physical father of one, and soon to be father of two, understanding that this opportunity and potential is given to all is something which demonstrates to me true love that all parents would hope that they could show to their children. Remember God's perspective. We don't have to turn there, but 2 Peter verse 3, or chapter 3, 9 says, God doesn't want any to perish, but all to come to repentance to enter into his family. Physical parents most likely want to give their child a perfect path to guide them and to instruct them to live to their fullest potential. But of course, in the physical sense, this is impossible, and there is no such thing as a perfect parent. But God's plan for his family as a perfect parent has a perfect plan, is beyond what the human mind can comprehend. We all, of course, see the small church that we are now, and it can probably be hard to imagine the ultimate size of God's eternal family. This destiny that God has for his children is something, unfortunately, many in this world do not understand. They don't have this hope. Many children around this world grow up in conditions where they cannot fulfill their humanly potential and not have been blessed as we are in the Western world. As one example, literacy around this world, according to Project Literacy, is estimated to be around at least 750 people in this world, it notes, are illiterate. Even with tremendous technological advances in the last 20 years and prior to that, there is still a significant problem with humans around the world not having the same options. This is just one of course, many examples in this world of how man's so-called advances really cannot compare to the potential of God's plan. To understand what God has in mind for his children and his future eternal kingdom, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we'll read verse 9, which I'll read out of the New Living Translation. Verse 9 says, "No eye has seen, nor ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him." And of course, we know those who love him are those who keep his commandments. As I indicated earlier, our human mind cannot comprehend the special relationship and connection and plan that God has prepared and has for those who love him and are his children. This is something that no matter your upbringing and what type of parents you had or have, we can look to God, our Father, as a creator of something to come, which will help us to live to our full potential. Brethren, I hope based on these few scriptures we have covered today that it reinforces and encourages us all that we have a Father that knows us before we were even born, as we read in Jeremiah, has called us to be sons and daughters, and has a plan that we really can't even grasp its greatness. My wife Crystal and I are very eager to see what type of person our daughter will turn out to be, and you can really count on us to hopefully give her the best opportunities so that she has a good life. However, our hope for her, and I'm sure your hope for all of your family, is that all are born into the family of God and reach their incredible potential that our loving Father has extended to all.